Is there a bias in the media? For many years, the three major television networks shaped the way Americans viewed the news. The advent of cable and satellite TV, with channels numbering in the hundreds, has created many different news sources. Conservative talk radio hosts claim that most TV newspapers and news magazines show a strong liberal bias. These are the headlines. In a moment, we're going to talk about the important news behind the headlines.
Welcome to the Good News Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. The Good News doesn't try to cover up today's problems. This is a program that dares to look at today's dilemmas and ask the questions that must be asked. It seeks the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. Please join Gary Petty for a discussion of today's Good News subject.
The debate is hot and heavy. Many people in this country believe that the major newspaper and television news programs have a definite bias in the reporting of events. Is it possible that political views, family values, and even religious beliefs are not just being influenced, but manipulated by media bias? David Palmer is at the news desk here at Good News Radio. David, is there any real proof of a religious bias in the media?
There's a common slogan in the mass media: don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. And it was never more true than when it comes to reporting religion, especially what we commonly call the Christian religion. The phrase religious right has been thoroughly pounded into American news consumers so that upon hearing or reading the phrase, reaction is automatic and it's usually negative. For example, the San Francisco Bay Area Media Review took issue with two of that city's major newspapers, The Chronicle and The Examiner. Statistics produced by the review show that from January 1, 1995 through June 21st of 1999, both papers combined to publish 337 items on the religious right and only two items supporting the concept that we call Christian, one a letter to the editor, the other by a columnist. Other surveys and reviews in various major markets produced similar results, including New York and Washington. And a survey of top-ranked internet search engines also shows a negative bias toward anything that comes remotely close to advocating prayer in public schools, courthouses, or government. Let me give you just one example, Gary. A recent newspaper article in Canada covered a human rights case in which the decision by a panel of judges took issue with the Bible and labeled it hate literature for statements on homosexuality. The defense lawyer's explanation of the scriptures was given one line in the article. Interestingly enough, the story was syndicated in hundreds of newspapers across Canada and the United States. By the time the story had been reprinted, the defense explanation had been dropped. A couple of years ago, I delivered a speech to a church organization gathering, and the presentation was entitled Public Opinion, showing in detail how the media influences and therefore helps to form the opinions that we take for granted. And when it comes to God or Jesus or the Bible, there is a definite bias. After all, we wouldn't want to let the facts get in the way of a good story. Gary?
You know, David, many listeners will remember Matthew Shepard, a 21-year-old college student whose brutal anti-homosexual murder received enormous media attention in 1998. The torture and murder of a seventh-grade Arkansas boy less than a year later received little national press or airtime. David, in your opinion, why was there such a difference in the way the national media covered these two stories?
As most are aware, Matthew Shepard was a 21-year-old homosexual brutally beaten and killed by what news outlets across America called an anti-homosexual hate crime. But in the case of the 13-year-old boy from Arkansas, it was just the opposite. He was tied up, blindfolded, sodomized, and left for dead. However, in this brutal crime, the perpetrators were gay, homosexuals. Jesse Dirksen was not. So why did the major media, both electronic and print, give the Shepard case so much attention, more than 3,000 stories about his death, and very little about the 13-year-old boy from Arkansas? The answer? Politics. The Shepard case was hyped by the media for political reasons, to build support for the inclusion of homosexuals in federal hate crime laws. The Dirksen case was treated by the media with indifference for the same political reason. Media outlets were fearful of causing a massive anti-gay backlash and recognized that coverage of the killing could in fact feed the anti-gay prejudice. What we're seeing in our mass media is coverage of a story based on whether or not the facts of the case fit the politically correct profile. In the media coverage of the Matthew Shepard death, as opposed to the brutal murder of 13-year-old Jesse Dirksen, The politically correct decisions made in newsrooms across America, whether TV, radio, newspaper, or magazine, determined that a homosexual killed by a homophobic anti-gay killer was much more important than homosexuals taking the life of a young boy in Arkansas. Lest we forget, those who own the media outlets are in it for the money. Newspapers and magazines need circulation to obtain advertising. Radio and television stations need ratings, whether your local station or CNN. And what makes the story hot off the press is whether it fits the political profile. And that profile is sometimes determined by the advertiser. As the old television show Dragnet used to say, there are a million stories in the Naked City. Unfortunately, today, the mass media covers only the stories they want you to hear or read. And the rest are swept under the proverbial carpet.
Thanks, David. If there is, at least in some of the national media, a religious bias, is there also a discernible agenda? Journalist William Proctor, in his book, The Gospel According to the New York Times, claims that there is a definite agenda in the nation's heavyweight New York newspaper. He claims that the Times pushes the viewpoint that there are no absolutes, particularly when it comes to religious beliefs. We must be tolerant of all other beliefs and behavior. That society as a whole is at fault for criminal behavior. And that sexual freedom, including freedom from unwanted consequences such as pregnancy, is an absolute right for everyone. Mr. Proctor also points out that the New York Times avoids any support of religious certainty in any form, especially Christianity, as against limiting any abortion rights. When you get your news from the television, listen to the radio, or read the newspaper, analyze if there is an anti-religious spin being put on the story. Are Christians who oppose abortion shown as religious fanatics? Are Christians who oppose homosexuality shown as bigots? A 1980 study of 240 Washington and New York media professionals found that 86% never or seldom attended a religious service, and half had no religious affiliation at all. About 75% didn't regard homosexuality as wrong, and 54% believed that adultery was acceptable. Only 15% of these journalists strongly agreed that adultery, abortion, and homosexual practices were immoral. We live in a society that ensures freedom of the press. All sides have the same right to express their views. Well, here on Good News Radio, we have a definite viewpoint based on an agenda established by the Creator of life and revealed in the pages of the Bible. To those who believe the only real wrong is being intolerant, these statements may seem arrogant. But the Bible makes incredible claims of its divine origins and its instructions from the Creator of the universe. Who's telling you what to think? Is there a strong religious bias in much of the mass media that is anti-biblical? We'll be back with more right after these messages.
Should you believe the Bible? What is this book really? Is it only a collection of ancient legends and myths? What about modern scientific discoveries? Do they disprove the Bible? These are crucial questions. Humanity faces challenges that threaten our very existence, yet all too often we ignore the one source that claims to have the answers. You can discover the truth for yourself in our free magazine-sized booklet, Is the Bible True? You don't want to miss out on this important information. Request your free copy today. Call 1-800-966-9232. There's no cost or obligation. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. So please call 1-800-966-9232. Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org.
We are joined in the Good News Radio studio in Cincinnati, Ohio, by pastor and senior writer for Good News Magazine, Jerry Oss. Jerry, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Now, since you wrote the lead article in the Good News Magazine that was May of 2002 on the media and its bias, what is your take on how the media audiences look at media?
That question is both a good question and one seldom asked. For one thing, I think that the average John Doe is a hard-working, honest person. He gives a hard day's work for a fair wage. The average person tries to always tell the truth, sometimes even when it hurts. So John Doe assumes that everyone else thinks the way he does. That's good, and that's bad. It's good because at least this shows an attempt at being honest and sincere in America today. It's bad because some people can and do deliberately take advantage of him. Now, when he gets up early in the morning, he has his coffee and a hot breakfast, he might well pick up a newspaper or turn on the television or radio to get the latest news update. There he is, honest and upholding his integrity, and some person with fewer scruples presents the news to him as the gospel truth. Now, it may well not be accurate. Before you know it, someone who puts a dishonest spin on a very important matter that affects him and his family's lives distorts his perspective of the world. He walks away having been deceived to believe something that isn't true or may not be entirely true. John Doe and all America should be aware that public opinion on very important subjects could be shaped by someone's dishonest spin. And some of the nation's most powerful newspapers in America are not opposed to spin their personal and private take on what is right and good for the average American. This can be and often is harmful to John Doe, and it is certainly harmful to an entire nation. The media's spin on important issues is not gospel truth.
But let's ask this. Why would the media want to do more than simply present a fair and balanced report? I mean, how could this benefit the media?
In spite of the fact that there may well be some well-intentioned producers, the media are in business to sell visual and audio time as well as print space to advertisers. To make money at this fast-paced and complex endeavor, they must first determine what will sell to their audiences. On rare occasions, someone will produce a program that is uplifting, family-oriented, and of some lasting value. However, more producers resort to the weaknesses and lower natures of human beings, and they play on them. The media are meeting themselves coming back. The more TV and movie producers offer this socially demeaning programming, the more they have to increase it the next time around. It's a vicious cycle. Feeds on itself, and we're not even addressing abortion, alternative lifestyles, and the reshaping of whole social structures to an amoral lifestyle. Again, the media is in an ongoing struggle to keep their companies in the profit column. That's it in a nutshell. Sorry, folks, but the media sees you and your families morally expendable and a little bit more than ignorant ripe plums for the picking when it comes down to media profits.
You know, the media in the United States has changed a lot in the last few decades. Can you give us a brief history of how the media has changed in, say, the last 40 years or so?
Well, a good way to begin evaluating a brief history of the downward spiral of the media over the past 40 years is to look at television programming. Perhaps many of our audience can remember watching such television shows as Father Knows Best, I Love Lucy, and The Dick Van Dyke Show. These weren't all of the good shows, but they're a good representation of a time when we could watch family-oriented shows. Now, what do we have? It's strange for me to ask the question. To me, many of the sitcoms and other television programming are so vulgar and humanly demeaning that I can't even name them. I simply don't watch them. Now, why is that? Why don't I just give it a try and maybe I'll come to appreciate them? Not a chance. Television programming has become so vulgar and violent over the past 15 years. Again, they're meeting themselves coming back. After a while, many good families out there in TV land just turn them off. What irony. The more vulgarity, filth, violence, and sex they bury us in, the more we turn them off. Now, famed movie critic Michael Medved, in his book Hollywood vs. America, shows how the media, in particular, the movies and television, have alienated their audiences. As far back as 1990, a Parents magazine polled television audiences and found that a full 58% of Americans said that they were offended frequently by primetime programming. Only 3% said that TV portrayed very positive values. Now, 12 years later, we're wallowing around in the gutter of increasingly amoral media entertainment.
Well, is there any light at the end of this tunnel, so to speak, or are we just going to continue to see this downward spiral continue?
If you don't mind, yes to both questions. Yes, there's light at the end of the tunnel, and yes, the downward spiral will continue. It's going to get a lot darker on the horizon of amoral programming before we see what I would call the illuminating morality of light before it shines on us. Human nature is weak and highly impressionable, and that is what the media business plays on. Ironically, the very ones who play on others' human nature are in turn corrupting themselves more and more. They can't see the forest for the trees. They can't see this happening to themselves, and that's why the whole media debacle will continue to spiral downward. But the Bible provides us good news through various forms of media. One day, the ongoing juggernaut of media spin will come to a screeching halt. It's okay with you, Gary. Maybe we can give a couple of positive points from the Bible on how this will all change after your break.
We sure can. We do have to take a break. We'll discuss this topic more right after these messages.
Have you read any good mysteries lately? For too many, the Bible is a mystery book. They're puzzled by its odd-sounding language, unusual settings, vast array of characters, and sweeping time span. What are we supposed to learn from it anyway? For that matter, can you really believe the Bible? Many think it's only a collection of ancient legends, myths, and literature. Some think scientific discoveries have thoroughly disproved the Bible. But what are the facts? The Bible doesn't have to be a mystery book to you. You need to learn the answers to these questions. That's why we're offering this important material, Is the Bible True? Does the evidence contradict the Bible or confirm it? Request your free copy of Is the Bible True today. There is no cost or obligation. Call 1-800-966-9232. 1-800-966-9232.
We're back with Senior Good News Editor and Pastor Jerry Ost. Jerry, before the break, you mentioned how the Bible deals with media. Does the Bible give us any idea as to when the media problem might come to an end?
Well, I cannot give you a date, but I can tell you how it will come about. Our listeners should know this. All that is not right about human conduct and human enterprise will one day be changed. Bible is clear on this subject. When we understand what is behind wrong human conduct, the picture begins to clear up. Now, the Bible says that God has permitted Satan the devil, who is indeed live but not well, to reign over the earth until he sends Christ, that's the Messiah, back to this earth. Christ will straighten out all the mess that Satan and human beings have made of things. Our good news audience should understand. Satan is the god of this world. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. God tells us in the book of Job that Satan walks to and fro on this earth. Satan, the god of this world, for now, is behind anything that takes advantage or does violence to human beings. His avowed purpose is to destroy mankind by first deceiving and confusing us. It's through his deception and confusion that he gets human beings to fight and destroy ourselves. Now, it's also important to note what I'm not saying here. I'm not saying that all the big newspapers and alphabet TV companies, ABC, CBS, and NBC, are directly in league with Satan. I don't believe that. What I am saying is that human nature is influenced by the god of this world, and that humankind, unknowingly and by way of human nature, can and often does have a wrong desire to control the human mind and shape its thinking. all human misconduct will come to a screeching halt at Jesus Christ's return to this earth. God will not only put a stop to the wrong kind of mind manipulation, he will restore his healthy form of media.
Okay, let me ask this question. Does the Bible have anything to say on the subject of fair and balanced media?
Well, there's no question about it. The Bible is, of itself, fair and balanced reporting of the news, and Christ is the author of it, which leads us to the good news of Jesus Christ, and incidentally, this program. Christ's reporting of the good news, in a nutshell, is fair and balanced reporting. No human being even comes close to Jesus Christ's media efforts, if you will. Christ reported the good news of his coming kingdom in both word and deed or action. His thoughts and words were and are based on the unvarnished, pristine, clear truths of the eternal God. And that's a big key to reporting. Truth. Tell the truth and you have nothing to cover up. But the God of this world constantly, relentlessly, puts a spin on part of the truth, and human beings do not know or understand this. The fact is that the human mind is held captive by this diabolically wrong influence. Now, Jesus Christ never succumbed to this wrong influence. Our listeners might well remember the account in Matthew 4 of Jesus fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, how that Jesus sent Satan packing after Satan gave him his best shot at spinning part of the truth. Jesus kept his thinking straight because he never varied on the holy principles of fairness and equity that God had given to him. Now, that's the bottom line to fair and balanced reporting. When people get the right picture of what's behind good media, that is to tell the truth, and when people understand that one day Christ is going to change the minds and hearts of humankind so that we respect and love one another, then no one will have to be concerned about media spin. As sure as the sun rises in the morning and sets in the evening, so will God send Christ to set right the proper use of media.
Well, thanks, Jerry. We always appreciate you joining us here on Good News Radio.
Thank you, Gary, for the opportunity.
It is impossible for any news source to be without some human influence and bias. How can you sort through the overload of information to know what is really happening in the world around you and how it relates to your life? You know, the first place to start is to read the instruction manual, the book from the creator of life, the Bible. On today's program, we're offering the booklet, Is the Bible True? This 24-page full-color booklet covers important subjects like the Bible in the modern world, the Bible in astronomy, how archaeology supports the Bible, and answers important questions of whether the Bible and science are opposed to each other. Now, you can get your free copy of Is the Bible True? By calling toll-free 1-800-966-9232. Now, if you want to write that down, it's 1-800-966-9232. 9232. And remember, all literature offered here on Good News Radio is free to the public, a service of the United Church of God. Now, if you'd like to comment on today's program, and we may even read your comment on the air, you can contact Good News Radio on the internet by emailing us at gnradio@ucg.org. Why were you born? There's a big difference between grasping the future God wants for you and simply going on the way you have been. The choice is up to you. Join us next time when we continue to explore what the Bible really says about you and your future. For Good News Radio, I'm Gary Petty.
Should you believe the Bible? What is this book really? Is it only a collection of ancient legends and myths? What about modern scientific discoveries? Do they disprove the Bible? These are crucial questions. Humanity faces challenges that threaten our very existence, yet all too often we ignore the one source that claims to have the answers. You can discover the truth for yourself in our free magazine-sized booklet, Is the Bible True? You don't want to miss out on this important information. Request your free copy today. Call 1-800-966-9232. There's no cost or obligation. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. So please call 1-800-966-9232.
Mankind has been remarkably successful in many material and physical ways. For example, we have successfully mastered the skies, and so airplanes and spacecraft fly safely. We have successfully transplanted hearts and even genetically cloned animals. Many things work successfully because we have followed the physical laws and principles that make them work. But have you ever wondered whether there are laws and principles that make life itself work successfully for you? Are there biblical principles that lead to a successful life? Find the answers in our free booklet, Making Life Work. Call 1-800-966-9232 for your free copy. Whether it is family success or greater personal achievement in other ways, there are timeless principles of success which are explained in this 32-page full-color booklet, Making Life Work. Call now. Get on the road to success and make your life work. Call 1-800-966-9232.
Have you had about all the bad news you can take? Maybe you could use some good news. The Good News is a full-color, bi-monthly magazine that brings you the best news you can hear, and always from a biblical perspective. All literature on this program is provided free as an educational service in the public interest by the United Church of God. It is absolutely free, and there is no charge or obligation. Simply call 1-800-966-9232. The magazine is free. The contents are priceless. The number again is 1-800-966-9232. Or visit us on the web at www.ucg.org. You've been listening to the Good News Radio Program, presented by the publishers of the Good News Magazine. We seek the answers that must be found, answers that can only be discovered from the pages of your Bible. To receive your free copy of the literature offered on today's program, please call toll-free 1-800-966-9232. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. 1-800-966-9232.